and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Allwinger. A sell-off that started last week continues on Wall Street. The Dow was down more than 1,100 points in the first minutes of trading. But before you panic about your investments,
if you're saving for retirement, this is a game we play over decades. You can't be distracted by day-to-day volatility.
Greg McBride, the chief financial analyst for Bankrate, the Dow is down now more than 741 points. Debbie is now a tropical storm. It's moving through Georgia and the Carolinas with strong wind and torrential rain. Vice President Harris is in the final moments of the process of selecting her running mate. The candidates are said to be Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro, Arizona Senator Mark Kelly, and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz. The vice president is joining President Biden and his Middle East advisors today discussing the latest developments in the region. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris has a slight polling edge over Donald Trump in Wisconsin and other key battleground states. ABC News reports if Harris wins Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Michigan, that should clinch a victory. She's expected to campaign in Wisconsin on Wednesday. Voters shouldn't be blamed if they find the statewide constitutional ballot questions on August 13th confusing. Jason Stein is president of the Wisconsin Policy Forum, which does nonpartisan analysis of policy issues.
I would expect voters to look at this ballot language and be very confused by it in many cases because it's not straightforward by any means.
Stein spoke with WISN-TV's Up Front. A yes vote would give the legislature more power over spending federal money in Wisconsin. A no vote would keep that power with the governor. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
With news from the center, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Wisconsin Department of Administration has announced the receipt of 100 applications for digital connectivity projects through the Flexible Facility Program, totaling $297 million in funding requests, more than double the amount that Wisconsin was awarded for the program. Applications were submitted by 97 local and tribal governments representing 57 counties throughout the state. Wisconsin was awarded $107 million from the U.S. Department of Treasury under the American Rescue Plan Act Capital Projects Fund to construct or improve public buildings and purchase digital connectivity equipment. Since 2019, more than $345 million in state and federal funds have been allocated to expand high-speed internet, including the largest state investment in state history, ensuring that more than 395,000 homes and businesses will have new or improved service. And that's what you need to know. I'm Joanne Krulatz.
The Brewers lose in Washington.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Nationals jumped out to a 4-0 lead. Milwaukee scored 3 in the 8th, and that was it. The Brewers lose to the Nationals 4-3 on Sunday. Manager Pat Murphy questioned on whether he pulled starter Tobias Myers too soon after just 64 pitches, replaced by Holby Milner, who gave up 3 runs.
I thought we pitched okay. Tobias was not his best, but he was good. And we had a full bullpen, and Hobie has been unbelievable for us, and he had some unfortunate luck. I thought everybody else pitched really well.
NFL, the Packers have signed another place kicker. Jonathan Garibay played in the UFL last season, only missing one kick. 2 years ago, he kicked a game-winning field goal for the Dallas Cowboys from 62 yards away. The Badgers held a live tackling session in camp over the weekend.
You guys have to be able to see if they can make some plays. So we challenged ourselves today a little bit going live. But, I mean, there's probably 75 snaps of live ball today.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. Practices continue this week at the UW-Platteville campus. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
A dark day today with scattered showers this afternoon and rain ramping up this evening with some embedded thunderstorms as well. We could see some turn severe alongside the potential for some flash flooding, which is why a flood watch has been issued through tomorrow morning. 1 to 2 inches of rain is possible. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 78 degrees.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I'm sitting in the theater, Conrad. I'm alone. A couple walks in. Where do you think they sat?
Right in front of you.
Right in front of me. You moron. How can you... Spatial awareness. My goodness. Next day, I go to this bathroom. There's like 7 urinals. I'm all the way down on the end. Where do you think this person came in? Not right next to me, but enough where it was weird.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Crude and Dom.
Tune in to the next Devil's Advocates radio show. It's the Kamala Pixar Vice President Edition. We'll introduce you to the candidate Devil's Advocates Radio.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with Mr. Aaron Zommers, our producer and engineer. It is Monday, August 5th, 2024. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Welcome in 6 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. High atop State Street to block off the Capitol Square. Mr. Zommers, how the heck are you? And happy Monday to you.
Happy Monday to you as well. I'm doing pretty well. This weekend went to Appleton for Mile of Music, a great event.
Really?
Where across about a mile of Appleton, a ton of different bands are playing all day long, and it's all free. And unfortunately, they are in danger a little bit with donations running lower than previous years. So I really hope that it continues because it was fantastic. Got to see a lot of friends from college. How about yourself?
It was a good weekend. Just kind of hung out around here a little bit. Kind of recovered from the old ear surgery on Friday. Had a former colleague from the Schultz days, an old friend, stop in to Madison. So got to catch up with them a little bit. And it's great when you hang out with people who've known you for a while, and you can just be yourself and you can just chill out. So that was fantastic. So that was relaxing yesterday, and otherwise just kind of worked on the show and other stuff. So it was a low key weekend, as they say.
You got to have some of those.
you got to have some of those. Weather-wise, right now, overcast here in the capital city. And I know much of Wisconsin is expecting some rain. Some of those rain and storms could be heavy at times. So keep an eye to the sky and an ear or an eye to your favorite weather updating service, because there may, particularly later on tonight into early tomorrow morning, it looks like, for much of Wisconsin. But once we kind of clear out into tomorrow, after tomorrow, the rest of the week, I mean, like mid to upper 70s and sunny and low humidity. How about
low humidity? Thank goodness.
It's been, as my grandma used to say, it's been sultry.
Yeah, this last weekend in Appleton, you know, Mile of Music, being outside for the most part, you know, I drank so much water and I got so sweaty. It was so humid.
Yeah. It was. It was one of those days where if you're going to be outside, just chill out yesterday, but maybe better off inside yesterday as well. But glad to have you all along. Big show today. Looking forward to covering a lot of things, lots of breaking news today and over the weekend as well. We will catch you all up on it, as well as some your phone calls as well. Always invited to chime in, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Let's get to some of the headlines this morning. Of course, Vice President Kamala Harris is expected to make her decision on the vice president, her choice for her vice president, later on today or into the evening, with the actual announcement now being set for tomorrow morning, sources are saying, in some form of a video to be released. Breaking within the last 15 minutes or so, sources, and of course we have to be careful, these sources, at least on the political Twitter sphere, saying that it's been narrowed down to Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro and Minnesota Governor Waltz, Tim Waltz. Those are, again, reportedly, and again, remember, nobody knows this for sure. Only Kamala Harris knows for sure exactly what is in her mind. She met with a number of people over the weekend in Washington, D.C., including the two we just mentioned, Shapiro and Waltz, as well as Arizona Senator Mark Kelly, apparently flew in to D.C. and met with her as well. And Andy Beshear, governor of Kentucky, was also in D.C. Reports were that she met with Transportation Secretary, the vice president did on Friday, Pete Buttigieg. He is now scheduled to be in Maine for his role as Transportation Secretary this week at the same time this announcement would be made. But I want to caution everybody in these VP sweepstakes, I guess we'll call them, you never really know what, I mean, it could be a ruse, it could be to throw people off, because, and Harris has done an outstanding job, much better, in my opinion, than Trump did, because this is exactly what you want in a VP choice. You want to keep it secret for as long as you can. You want to have speculation going wild, people pulling for their favorite candidate, because that means that people are talking, focused, and chattering about you, the main candidate, the candidate.
Yep, it keeps the excitement rolling.
Exactly. And Harris's team has done a superb job of being cagey, of kind of throwing people off, videos being released and then redacted, and what does this mean? And of course, people like us just keep talking about Vice President Harris and her campaign.
So really, what does it mean? Right. Not much yet.
Not much yet, but it's just fun. It's a fun game to play. So again, we'll see. Is it Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro or is it Minnesota Governor Tim Walz? Those are apparently the finalists. But again, hopefully by this time tomorrow, we will know. Here's a note, and again, we're making final plans later on today, but right now, we are planning on being in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, this coming Wednesday to bring you the show up there. And here's some exciting news. Vice President Kamala Harris is continuing to employ high-profile musical acts to help her boost her campaign, according to CNN, with the indie group Bon Iver planning to perform at the rally in Wisconsin on Wednesday.
Yeah, I saw that.
How about that? Billboard first reported on the band's plans to perform on Wednesday, which is part of a larger swing through battleground states. Harris will be joined at each stop by her still-to-be-named running mate. Bon Iver was founded, of course, in Eau Claire, where the rally will take place. We were up in Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley area with our friend Jane Matinair from Matinair On Air, who precedes us every morning, 10 until noon. And Jane and I stayed in Eau Claire at the Oxbow Hotel, which is owned partly by Bon Iver. Justin Vernon is his actual name. The band's name is Bon Iver. But Justin Vernon is one of those the owners of the Oxbow. Great place. They have record players in every room.
You know, oh, so nice. That's fun.
They're, you know, vinyl. And so they're very focused on music. But the cool thing is Justin Vernon, for those that don't know, he's not just a great musician. He's a philanthropist. And of course, we did the show with Pat Kreitlow. And by the way, I think Patrick is going to join us on Wednesday up at Eau Claire, assuming that we broadcast from there. But Pat joined us this summer also from the Pablo Center, the great performing arts center in downtown Eau Claire, which Justin Vernon helped contribute to and was a principal person, a philanthropist, to give the money, raise the money to help build that performing arts center. So Justin Vernon, the band, the group Bon Iver, very popular in the Chippewa Valley up there. And he will be, and his group Bon Iver will be performing Wednesday when the vice president comes to town with her choice to be her vice president. So there's a little timely news, a little Wisconsin connection. And this, in my opinion, is extraordinarily smart that the Harris campaign recognized that you have to pay attention to Western Wisconsin, and you have to pay attention not just to the Milwaukee market and the Madison market, but Wisconsin is more than that. We love Madison, we love Milwaukee, but it's Eau Claire, it's La Crosse, it's Green Bay, it's the Fox Valley, it's Southwest Wisconsin, it's Superior, it's the North Woods, it's Wausau, it's Central Wisconsin. I mean, Wisconsin is more diverse than just two cities.
Yeah, it's not a monolith. And right. I think bringing Justin Vernon specifically for Eau Claire was a good call. Mm-hmm. And also, just think about it. all of these different high-profile musicians that I'm sure are just waiting for the call to perform right. on her campaign. Meanwhile, what do you have? Lee Greenwood and Kid Rock?
Right, right.
And then a bunch of cease and desists from people whose music that they play.
Interesting you bring that up, according to CNN. Of course, last week, Harris was joined at a rally in Atlanta by hip-hop star Megan Thee Stallion. Of course, obviously, I don't listen to that. And rapper, is it Quavo? Is that how you say it?
I don't know.
Yeah, Quavo. Acts that have been difficult to imagine appearing at a rally with President Joe Biden when he was the party's presumed nominee. Harris also sought permission and got it from Beyonce to use her song Freedom as part of the campaign. It's all part of a more concerted push to use the popular culture and entertainment figures to help galvanize support behind Harris ahead of this November's election.
You have to. Trump turned it into a reality TV show, and now they're just playing the game better.
No, they're playing it much, much better. So also, of course, we mentioned that the vice president has not made up her mind yet on her vice presidential running mate as of this morning. Sources familiar with the process tell the press that Harris's campaign is getting ready to unveil the choice in a matter of hours. The decision is expected to be made later today, and once it's made, the vice president would inform a small group of top advisors and, of course, her chosen running mate. While that is the general expectation on timing, sources cautioned that the decision is ultimately Harris's to make and Harris's alone. And if she needed more time, the final decision could slide into tomorrow. Harris and her new running mate will appear at the joint rally together in Philadelphia tomorrow night before hitting a series of additional cities of battleground states this week. Of course, as we just said, one of those is here in Wisconsin, in Eau Claire. According to CNN, this is how it goes, right? Multiple sources. This source at CNN says it's been narrowed down to Shapiro, Waltz, and Arizona Senator Mark Kelly. Of course, the Harris campaign did not respond to a request for comment.
Well, why would they?
Exactly, because they want the speculation to keep on going, just like we said, so that we're talking about them. So that is happening as well. Also, one note of interest, you may hear this on the news today, that, and just, I don't want to get deep into this, but the president, and this is why the decision, Harris's decision for her vice president may be delayed by a few hours. Reports are that President Biden and Vice President Harris either are or will be spending time today in the Situation Room in the White House as tensions in the Middle East continue to grow. Iran threatening, it appears, a retaliatory strike against Israel after Israel took out leaders of Hezbollah and certain leaders of Hamas last week that were based and living in Iran. It's a quagmire. And again, I firmly believe that Israel has the right to defend itself. I also believe that some of the actions in Gaza have gone too far. I think we have to separate this between what Netanyahu is doing and what the Jewish people want. Israel is an ally of the United States. That's just the bottom line. However, again, I think it's important to remember and point out, just like it was the diplomacy and experience of Joe Biden in particular, along with Harris, that got those hostages returned from Russia last week, Joe Biden's diplomacy, his years, his lifetime of knowing where the cards are, diplomatic-wise, across the world, trying to head off a major escalation of warfare in the Middle East. The USS Abraham Lincoln aircraft carrier strike group has been dispatched in the Mediterranean, I believe, to the area to kind of ward off what's going on there. But certainly tensions are high in regards to the Middle East today. That is going on. And also the stock market. We're going to come back and tell you, look, don't wet your pants. Everything is going to be fine. Don't buy into this hubbub that, oh my gosh, we have a recession coming. It's going to be fine. We'll tell you about that. Also, Republicans for Harris. Don't go away. It's the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
News from the center, WRCE.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service.
sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
As a network, we're called Civic Media because a big part of it is we want to start modeling how civic discourse really should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree, you know, like they should be given a platform.
If Rocker and I can get along, right, we can all get along.
I know,
along.
Exactly.
Right,
yeah.
Rocker?
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so
glass.
It's like...
It's only glass, though. Tear down the walls. Listen to Max Inc. Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tyler Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to be along with you on a Monday, August 5th, 2024. Mr. Zommer is on the board, now 20 past the hour of 12 noon, from Lake Superior to Lake Michigan, Green Bay, the Mississippi River, and all points in between. Glad to have you along with us. Back to work. And in a bit, back to school. I shouldn't even say that yet, but high school sports are kind of kicking off this week in a lot of districts, and won't be long. End of this month, most districts going to be getting ready to go back to school. I can't believe we're saying that. But let's give educators and teachers a break. Let them enjoy this last couple of weeks of summer break. They deserve it.
If they have it off and they aren't working another job. But,
yeah, exactly.
You know.
Exactly. So our hats off to all those great public educators across the state of Wisconsin. Going to get to this Republican Team Harris story, a couple of cuts for you in a minute. But I wanted to mention this. And look, I am not a financial expert. All right. But I can tell you that we just need to take a break because the stock market, the economies are kind of adjusting today. And there's a lot of chatter, particularly from the right and certain mainstream media outlets with a lot of salacious headlines. Remember, in today's world, part of media is getting us to click on things, whether it's on our laptops, our desktops, on our cell phones, scrolling through Facebook. They write the story and the headline so that it's like the carrot and the stick, right? That we, oh my gosh, oh, I gotta read that. Because every time we click on something and open something up, somebody makes money. That's the way the internet works. That's how they make money on the internet. They sell ads. And so when you open a story, you'll see your story, but then, you know, you'll see things at the side or at the bottom or pop-up ads.
Really annoying, yeah.
Right. You scroll past them, or I usually do. But your eyes saw it. And the algorithms and the computers, I can't explain it, but they know this. And so the people advertising those ads, they get charged. And that's how the internet, writ large, makes money. That's a very simplistic, I'm sure other people can explain it much better than that. But that's the bottom line. So a lot of these stories about, you know, oh, the global stock. Here's one from CNN. Global stock markets are plunging. And people that with retirement and stuff, like, oh my gosh. And so you click on it because you want to read what's going on. Well, let me give you just a couple of quick facts to put this in perspective. The Dow was below 31,000 when Donald Trump left office. It's at nearly 40,000 today, thanks to Joe Biden. Not just Joe Biden, but a lot of the policies and where the stock markets are at. I mean, Trump on his Truth Social this morning said, you know, stock markets are crashing. I told you so. It goes on and on. I like this one. You know, here's a chart. A lot of people are big on charts. I like charts. Here's one. Take a look at the 5-year chart of the Dow. And on the left side, I'll explain it to you because we're not going to have it, you know, up on the screen here. But on the left side, from just after March of 2020, when Trump was in office, you see like a chasm. And ever since then, with, you know, the stock market goes up and down, but there is a steady directory up to today. It says on here, this post says, do you see the low point on the left side that looks like the Mariana Trench? That was when Trump was in office. Now look at the right. This is where we are today under Biden. Somebody adds, it's also not quote unquote crashing, not even slightly. What this is a correction due to the highs we've been seeing for months. And the person that put this on here says, I'm a retirement planner as my profession. And there's literally nothing to worry about. Now, I'm not giving you, as they say, I'm not giving you financial advice. But I'll simply say, be cautious as you're watching the news or scrolling through your device today and you see all these, they call them clickbait. In other words, it's bait, like you go fishing, you put bait in a hook. They put these headlines or pictures. It's clickbait. They want you to click on it. And that's what a lot of this is about today. So just be cautious. Don't buy into it. Don't panic. It's going to be okay. All right. Let's move on. As we said, things are getting, I mean, the Harris people, a hat's off to them. And anybody who listens to this show regularly would understand that if I didn't feel that way, I wouldn't say it. These people have their act together. According to The Hill publication out in D.C., Harris team launches GOP group with endorsements from ex-Trump officials, key Republican voices. Vice President Harris's campaign launched Republicans for Harris with more than 25 GOP endorsements, including former secretaries Chuck Hagel and Ray LaHood from the Bush administration, as well as former GOP governors and lawmakers. The campaign announced yesterday that Trump-era White House press secretary Stephanie Grisham and Olivia Troy, ex-national security advisor for former Vice President Mike Pence, have now also endorsed Kamala Harris. Hagel, Chuck Hagel, a Republican senator from Nebraska and defense secretary, and Ray LaHood, a GOP congressman from Illinois, just south of the Wisconsin border, and transportation secretary, both served under former President Obama as well. And there are additional, I mean, you know, Christopher Shays from Connecticut, Joe Walsh from Illinois now has a podcast. List goes on and on. One of those, Adam Kinzinger. Do we have time for this, Mr. Sommers? All right, here is Adam Kinzinger on his thoughts on endorsing Kamala Harris.
Today you announced you are endorsing Vice President Kamala Harris for president, and you joined a number of fellow Republicans to kick off Republicans for Harris. Tell us why.
Well, I mean, it's really easy. Look, if you're a conservative, a real conservative that believes in things like the Constitution, the principles this country was founded on, I mean, you can disagree with Kamala Harris on policy issues, but really the threat that's really near to us is, does democracy survive? And I don't mean that like esoterically or to be like dramatic, but when you think of the last election and the fact that Donald Trump convinced a significant amount of the country that trusted him, that put their faith in him, that an election was stolen when it wasn't stolen. When you convince people that the system doesn't work and that your voice isn't heard, you do real damage to self-governance. It's really hard to self-govern if a significant amount of the country believes that their voice isn't heard, their vote doesn't count. So in my mind, there's no doubt Donald Trump is a clear threat to the future of democracy, the future faith of democracy. And Kamala Harris has made it clear that she supports it, even when we disagree on things. That's what democracy is about. It's about disagreeing. And also, by the way, another big thing, she supports Ukraine's victory against Russia. And Donald Trump has been very clear that he instead admires Russia. So that's why.
Pretty succinct and well said. Adam Kinzinger, former Republican congressman, part of the bipartisan committee on January 6th that proved that Donald Trump not only knew about but helped instigate the insurrection against the United States government. It's telling, and we talked about this a little bit last week, it's telling when your own former vice president won't endorse you. It's even more telling when longtime conservative Republicans like Adam Kinzinger and Liz Cheney endorse your opponent. Good on them. Every election comes down to a choice, and perfect's not on the ballot. Karen Hughes, former Bush communication director. We'll come back and tell you about Derek Van Orten, why he's faking an injury. I thought he was a Navy SEAL. We'll explain the other side. It's the All Balls Show for a Monday.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
There are lots of learning opportunities for farmers across the state, but one company has a school for an aspect of farming that often gets overlooked as an important step. I'm Ben Jarb with Midwest Farm Report, and I was able to catch up with Laura Payne, who is able to tell me more about how the Grassworks Grazing School is teaching farmers to have better grazing practices.
We'll have some both networking opportunities for people to meet other beginning farmers, and then also throughout the day, the idea is to give them a comprehensive set of tools to set up their own grazing system. So we'll teach everything from how to set up a grazing rotation, how you'd move your animals through the pasture, how to work with your own soil types and find out how much forage, how much pasture can you produce, and how many animals will that sustain over the course of the year.
Laura Payne telling us about how the Grassworks Grazing School is helping teach farmers about better grazing practices for their livestock. I'm Ben Jarb with Midwest Farm Report, and your midday markets are coming up right after this.
You're invited to Close Farms and Country Fest in Chippewa County for this year's Farm Technology Days, growing to the tune of success. This year's event features the chance to explore cutting-edge equipment, innovative techniques, and taking a glimpse into the future of agriculture. There's also food trucks, music, and of course, field demos of all kinds. Mark your calendars for August 13th through the 15th and bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information and show details, visit wifarmtechdays.org.
There goes Pam Yonke across Wisconsin in her suburban truck. Thanks to Blaine's Farm and Fleet, the original, authentic, still family-owned since 1955. And from Farm First Dairy Cooperative, serving dairy farmers across the Midwest since 2013. Farm First Dairy Cooperative, member-focused, member-driven, member-led. Be sure to keep up with Pam and her travels at MidwestFarmReport.com and on Facebook at Midwest Farm Report, on Instagram at MWF Report, or by downloading the Midwest Farm Report app.
Welcome back. I'm Ben Jarbo from the Midwest Farm Report, and here are your midday markets for this Monday from Chicago. September corn is at $3.89, up 2.5. December corn is at $4.06, up 2.75. September soybeans are at $10.20.5, up 2.5. November soybeans are at $10.31, up 3.75. September wheat is at $5.37.75. Down 1.25. Class 3 milk for September is at 1984 hundredweight, down 61 cents. And Class 3 milk for October is at 2024 hundredweight, down 40 cents. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
A dark day today with scattered showers this afternoon and rain ramping up this evening with some embedded thunderstorms as well. We could see some turn severe alongside the potential for some flash flooding, which is why a flood watch has been issued through tomorrow morning. 1 to 2 inches of rain is possible. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 79.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
I was in a drive-thru line and forgot to order. I was on the phone, thought I ordered, and just stayed in line and got up to the window. There was no order for me. And I said to the guy, can I just order now? And he was so condescending. And he goes, well, typically what we do, sir, here is we order back at the speaker, and this is where you pick it up. I've never felt so stupid in my entire life.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk.
Brandi Weingarten, the dynamic and influential president of the American Federation of Teachers.
The Heritage Foundation want their way of life rather than the diverse, pluralistic democracy that has been America for 247 years. It's this fight between anger and aspiration.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
Coming up, Maggie has an interview with the author of White Fragility, Robin DiAngelo. Probably the most important show you're going to hear in a while. Stay tuned.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Gonna get drunk, won't you listen right here? I want one bourbon, one
the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along. It is 34 minutes past the hour of 12 noon on Monday, August 5th, 2024. Mrs. Honors, do we need a shot? Is it that bad?
Oh, no. That's Derek Van Orden's theme song.
We'll get to good old DVO in just a minute. Talking about some of the other headlines of the day. Vice President Harris expected to make her choice on her running mate either late this afternoon or tonight. Inform the person and then announce it sometime tomorrow morning. Reports are that it's down to Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, but that is unconfirmed. Speculation. So that we'll talk about it just like now. Also, stock markets taking a little bit of a dip today, a little dip in the pool. It's summer after all. And a lot of headlines online are just, it's over the top. And a lot of this is to get us to click on it. It is basically a correction in the market today. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Let's go to the phone lines. Dave in Madison, listening on WMDX. Dave, what say you?
Yeah, hi, Todd. You're so right about the clickbait, and the media is just hysterical. But I just want to briefly mention that this is really just a technical issue, not associated so much with the broader economy. It has to do with what's called the carry trade. When you borrow in low interest, investors are borrowing low interest rate environment and invest in a higher interest rate environment, say like the U.S., even a high-yielding interest rate. Dollar-denominated assets have yielded higher rates than other interest rate environments. Mm-hmm. And now that interest rates are expected to decline, they're unwinding those trades, and you know they're selling off assets. So of course, there's going to be a decline in equity prices. Secondly, I mean, you know, it's like the New York Times almost went bankrupt. They started getting hysterical with. I mean, that clickbait and all exactly what you talk about. Mm. I mean, dramatic, almost yellow journalism, sensationalism in the New York Times. And in all the newspapers adopted the strategy. And so as a result, yeah, you have these frantic headlines. And it's really, really a problem. And it pushes people to extreme, pushes our politics to the extreme. And it results in misimpressions like this, like the one exactly the one you're talking about.
Yeah, I appreciate the call. And that's, you know, look, that's why at least on this show, we try to use terms like breaking news or special report very carefully. If we say that, then it means that we actually have some form of breaking news. Or if we do a special report, it's because something actually important is happening. Not every other story should be a breaking report or special news. So we try to keep the clickbait here to a minimum. But appreciate the call, Dave. Always a pleasure. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. If you'd like to chime in on these sensational headlines on the stock market today, or the fact that Republicans are coming out, many, and endorsing Kamala Harris. She's going to be in Eau Claire on Wednesday. We'll be up there as well. She's going to be debuting her new vice presidential pick, which will come later tonight or early tomorrow morning, according to reports. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Wisco Paul on the phone line. Wisco, always a pleasure. What say you?
Oh, thanks for taking my call, Todd. Civic Media, first of all, it's a great place to get your news because you guys try to be fair and tell the truth, and there's a lot to be said about that in today's society. And a 1,000-point drop in the stock market 20 years ago would have been a good thing, but not no more. Mm-hmm. I don't even get excited about that stuff. Hey, I want to commend you for talking about the Republicans for Kamala. It gives me a lot of hope because we certainly cannot take, or at least I can't, and a lot of other people, 4 more years of Trump. He's got a template of what he did and what he wants to do. And, I mean, I don't blame Trump. They wanted to hang him, for goodness sakes. But what's your feeling on the vice president? I think either one of them's a pretty good pick. I live so close to Minnesota, so I know Walz pretty well, and I really like that guy. So, again, Todd, thanks for your show. Hey, you're doing a nice job.
Always appreciate it. Thank you, Wisco. Really appreciate calling in. Appreciate your perspective, as always. I've said this. whomever the vice president Harris picks to be her vice presidential running mate, it will definitely be 100 times better than J.D. Vance, who's been a cataclysmic, terrible failure as a vice presidential candidate thus far.
It's okay. And he apologized that his wife isn't white.
Yeah, right. Maybe we'll get to that. Maybe we won't. I think she has some great selections. As I said before, if she's concerned about the most vetted, not concerned, but if she wants the most vetted candidates out there already, you're looking at Mark Kelly of Arizona or Pete Buttigieg, the transportation secretary, who have gone through the most vetting prior to what she's doing. If she's looking for electoral vote help, Shapiro in Pennsylvania makes a lot of sense, or Kelly in Arizona. Maybe Walls appeals to the Midwest, Wisconsin and Michigan. Ultimately, it has to be someone who she vibes well with, who she likes, who she feels comfortable with. I don't think that none of the choices that are being talked about, I don't think there's a bad one in the bunch. And again, I think it's spectacular that she's been able to keep it close to the vest and done a 100 times better job than Trump did on his VP rollout. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Nancy, listening in on Wausau up there at Bull Falls Radio. Appreciate you listening in, Nancy. What say you?
Well, I just wanted to comment on, you know, how the stock market stuff has come out. And my immediate thought was, oh, we're just trying to be diverted from being happy about Kamala Harris.
Right. It is a bit ironic, right?
Somebody's got to think of something bad to throw a wrench in the whole thing, you know?
Right.
But talking about, you know, who her running mate pick would be, I'm just kind of over the top happy about the fact that there's so many visits to the Midwest, and my favorite would be Pete. But hey, Minnesota governor, let's put the upper states here on the map. All right.
That sounds great. Thank you, Nancy. I appreciate listening up there in beautiful Wausau. Great part of the state. We've been up there before. Going to get up there again. Trigvy and I are going to do another What Makes Wisconsin Great tour, looking at September next month already. So maybe we'll be in the neighborhood up there, Wausau, or Nancy, up there in beautiful Wausau. Thanks for calling in. Really, really appreciate it. I've got a cut of Tim Walz we're going to use. I haven't got it to you, Mr. Zavras, but we'll use it a little bit later. Remind me to do that, please, because it's fantastic. I want to talk, speaking of kind of the western, I know Wausau is central, but let's talk about the western part of the state for a minute. About the 3rd Congressional District, where there are 3 Democrats running, and I don't want to delve into that primary anymore. I dipped my toe in that water, and I stand by what I said last week. But maybe, Mr. Zomers, the effects of the surgery were still going on. I mean, I wasn't on any medication, but maybe it was the fact that I'd been anesthetized. I had been put under. Maybe that was still because I was kind of excited. My sister was right. I was a bit kind of hopped up.
Yeah, but I think that ultimately, it's a difficult situation.
Yeah, I mean, look, the Democrats are going to do what they're going to do, and they're going to sort it out, and someone will win that race next Tuesday.
Yeah, and whoever they end up with is going to be a hell of a lot better than Derek Van Odwan.
Yeah, that is absolutely true. So I think the best thing I could do is focus on the incumbent, Derek Van Orton. And here's a guy who goes around bragging about the fact that he was a Navy SEAL. And again, for the record, for the 100th time, no one is more respectful of America's veterans than I. Somebody who did not serve. Somebody who had the honor of helping and working on veterans issues when I worked for a member of Congress. Great respect. But here's a guy who likes to brag about how tough he is, goes over to Israel with a flak jacket that he's not even wearing right, likes to shoot guns and act big. He went to the Democratic Party headquarters this weekend. He posted it on his own Twitter site, and he went to the Democratic headquarters in Prairie du Chien in southwest Wisconsin when he knew they were closed and knocked on the door and left his yard sign and button saying it was like an olive branch. It was all just very weird. The guy is weird, all right? So when we were there at the Republican National Convention last month in Milwaukee, and he's made a big deal how he was assaulted. He used the word assaulted by a young woman who is there, who is one of the protesters. Well, media has been asking for Milwaukee to release the camera footage. Nobody's done it. But WISN Television in Milwaukee, doing a great job of investigating reporting, they went to Texas. Because it turns out that there were deputies from all over the country there, as I witnessed. And it was the deputies from Texas that had the body cams on that recorded everything that happened. So we're going to play this report from WISN Channel 12. We may have to stop at Mr. Zomers and kind of explain things a little bit. But I want to start this out. And this proves beyond a shadow of a doubt that Derek Van Orten, A, was never assaulted, and one, he is a liar. And I don't use that word without proof. So, yeah, we're going to start it at about 2:43, around there. This is the anchor's we'll skip the anchor introduction at WISN Channel 12 in Milwaukee, go right to the report. Here is the reporter who uncovered what really happened to Derek Van Orten at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee.
Milwaukee police initially described this case as a battery based on the congressman's claims. The district attorney reviewed the case, which included that body cam video that we all just showed you, and said the evidence indicated no violation of Wisconsin criminal law. Nora Shahama spent 15 hours in jail before she was released. A fellow member of her group claimed Van Orten grabbed her and threw her to the side. And as you all saw, that did not happen. But again, no criminal charges filed in this case.
All right. We'll have to. I'm not sure what happened there because maybe I looked at it wrong, Mr. Zomers. But 2:43 in is where I wanted to start it. That was like the beginning of the actual report. So maybe it was after. So the anchor introduces it, and then the actual report of the thing. So we'll cue that up.
July 16th, downtown Milwaukee, day two of the RNC. Guests waiting in line outside the Pfister Hotel for a morning event. Also there, protesters with the group Code Pink, which bills itself as a feminist organization working to end U.S. warfare. You're watching what unfolds here through a body camera on a police officer from Fort Worth, Texas, one of many departments in town to provide security support. To the far right of your screen, Congressman Derek Van Orten from Wisconsin, with white beard, glasses, and vest, appearing to interact with one of the protesters, Noor Jagama. It's unclear what they're discussing, but Jagama returns to her group ahead of the congressman. And here's what happens when the line starts to move.
Okay, we're moving. We're moving.
Speak nice to people. Maybe
no flags, no signs.
Here it is again.
Stop right there for a second, Mrs. Albers. So what you heard there, the person saying, okay, we're moving, that was Van Orten. He was behind or kind of beside this young woman who was not touching anyone, who was just, and apparently they had exchanged words. It didn't look like they were yelling at each other, but they exchanged words, and Van Orten says, okay, we're moving, and the young woman simply steps in front of him. I can't even see there was any physical contact, but here they're going to play it again. Here we go.
Lower speed. As the congressman walks forward, Jagama steps in front of him. Here's the view from a different officer's camera.
All right, stop right there. You heard Van Orten say, quote, you just assaulted a member of Congress and pointed at his lapel pin that all members of Congress get, which, by the way, that's only that button, that pin only means something inside the U.S. Capitol. And to wear outside is just weird. I worked for a member of Congress. He never wore his congressional lapel pin outside of work. And Van Orten says, you just assaulted a member of Congress. And it's clear on the body cam that she never touched him.
It's possible she brushed past him.
I guess with her hand or something. Yeah.
They were close, but there was no contact. He didn't recoil.
No. We're going to come back. We're going to keep playing this video. We're going to pick it up right where we left off. Derek Van Orten claims to be a tough guy, but apparently he gets hurt by someone walking in front of him. He's a liar. We'll come back and explain after this.
News from the Center, WRCE.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Mondays through Fridays.
Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Are you ready to give your business a kickstart? Reach new heights and boost your sales with WRCO Radio. Give Henry a call today at 608-647-2111.
WRCO, this is Henry. How can I give you the business?
That's 608-647-2111. Let WRCO drive your business to success.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRCE website at WRCE.fm, your news just for the Richland Center area. I'm Joanne Krulatz with WRCE News.
This is News from the Setter, WRCE.
I'm getting drunk on a plane. I bet the feller on the aisle thought I was crazy.
Welcome back to the Tom Laurel Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Now 10 before the hour of 1 o'clock. Glad to have you along with us. Playing this video, great reporting by WISN TV Channel 12 in Milwaukee. Derek Van Orten, we were there, of course, not when this happened in front of him, but we were at the Republican National Convention last month in Milwaukee. Van Orten has claimed that he was assaulted by a young woman protester. The video that we're watching here, and you can check it out for yourself on Channel 12 WISN. You can see it for yourself, judge for yourself.
And we'll link it in the podcast.
Thank you very much. We'll link it in the podcast. It appears that Van Orten says, we're moving, the line is moving. And the young woman was kind of next to him, and she kind of, I don't even know if you want to call it cut in line. I mean, I was in a lot of those lines in Milwaukee, and I saw a lot of what I just saw in that video happen all the time. You're just kind of standing around talking, and then you go, all right, well, you're next, fine, go ahead. And Van Orten says, quote, you just assaulted a member of Congress, and points to his congressional lapel pin, which is odd because most members don't wear that outside of Congress. It's weird. And the woman's like, I didn't touch you, all right? And now what we're going to hear is more of this reporting from WISN Channel 12 in Milwaukee. And it gets weirder when security asks Van Orten if he had been hurt. Here it is.
I was standing here in front of him.
I will. I'll contact you.
When the congressman tells officers he wants to press charges, they move the congressman's group forward in line where the body camera captures this exchange.
I saw it.
I really want to beat the crap out of those people. All right, stop right there. Where he says, I want to really beat the crap out of those people, that was another person that was with Van Orten. I'm not sure who that is, but he says, I want to beat the crap out of those people, and Van Orten kind of nods his head. Go ahead.
And just before the congressman walks into the fister, the officer approaches him one final time to discuss filing a police report with Milwaukee Police, the agency which ultimately has jurisdiction.
The questions they're going to ask is, do you feel pain? I have really bad pain.
Here, just text me.
Okay. Feel pain? Yes, my hip hurts. I mean, it hurts already. Did she exacerbate it? I don't know. But a hip check is a hip check.
Yes, sir.
All right, so you couldn't hear it. He says, Van Orten says, quote, I have really bad hips. And then the officer says, well, did she exacerbate that? Did she make it worse? And well, yeah, she hip-checked me. I mean, it's worse. She never appears to touch him. Never appears to touch him. All right, here we go.
Milwaukee police initially described this case as a battery based on the congressman's claims. The district attorney reviewed the case, which included that body cam video that we all just showed you, and said the evidence indicated no violation of Wisconsin criminal law. Nora Shahama spent 15 hours in jail before she was released. A fellow member of her group claimed Van Orten grabbed her and threw her to the side. And as you all saw, that did not happen. But again, no criminal charges filed in this case.
So there you go. Once again, we have a young woman who is harassed by Derek Van Orten, who spent 15 hours in jail for nothing. The body camera footage clearly shows she never assaulted him.
From two different angles, you can see it.
And Van Orten says that he has bad hips. and that he was hip checked by a young woman. Tony off the YouTube channel says, so does he get charged for a false police report? Great question, Tony. But no, he's a member of Congress. They're not going to do anything to him. But this is who Derek Van Orten is. And again, I don't use the term liar lightly. If there wasn't video proof, I wouldn't use that term. Derek Van Orten is clearly lying about being assaulted by a young woman. Which brings the question back. Earlier this year, Van Orten admits that he verbally abused young teenage pages, high school age pages in the U.S. Capitol while he was drunk, using the F word, the S word for crap, berating them. And there is video footage in the U.S. Capitol of this happening. And Brian Stile, the Republican congressman from Janesville area in the 1st District of Wisconsin, heads the committee that could release that video, and he won't. Based on this video, and again, kudos to WISN Channel 12 in Milwaukee for unearthing this and knowing to go to Texas to get this body cam footage. The video don't lie, folks. And my guess is if the video footage were released from the U.S. Capitol earlier this year, it would not lie either. And you would clearly see Derek Van Orten verbally abusing teenagers in the U.S. Capitol. So when you see him come to your hometown in Western Wisconsin, he has the baseball cap on and the U.S. flag, and he's buying Glazers at Quick Trip and being all nice. Think of all the people that you know in your life. Women who have been abused, people have been in abusive relationships. And you know what these people are like. They go to church and everybody says, oh, aren't they the nicest, most religious person? And then you see him out in public. Well, he would never do anything bad. He's so nice to her. And then when the doors are closed and nobody's watching, these people are dangerous. And they're out of control. That is who Derek Van Orten is. And we have seen time and time an example of this. And now we have an actual on-camera example. And he lies about it. This is how he bases his whole life. If he really was a decorated Navy SEAL, why can't he find one person to stand on a stage with him who served during that time and vouch for it? Who is this guy, Derek Van Orten? Why is his whole life and campaign weird? He just shows up. I spent my life in Western Wisconsin in 3rd District congressional politics. Never heard of him until he just started running. He ain't who he thinks he is, who he tries to be. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Mark, you want to hang on? We got about 40 seconds left. You want to hang on through the break, Mark, or call back? Sorry about that.
I'll ask him about it.
All right. Mark is going to, we'll, I guess we'll get Mark to call back. But anyway, it's odd. The whole thing is odd. And we're going to come back and talk more about Derek Van Orten and the 3rd District after this. Also, going to talk about another odd one, Robert Fitzgerald Kennedy Jr. He picked up a dead bear, drove around with it, and then tried to stage it as a bike accident in Central Park. We'll explain in his own words.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, more information about the best Supreme Court justice money can buy and an unbearable update about Robert Kennedy Jr. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
The moment I walked out of the auditorium, I said, it's our time now. It's the little girls that look like me who wake up with brown skin and sometimes wonder, do they matter? To have someone like Kamala, who is not only qualified, but representative of voices that have been ignored for far too long, it felt like all things are possible.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.